Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still kind of getting over the craziness of the NBA draft lottery. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick. Welcome in now, Will Guillory, Pelicans beat writer for The Athletic. Will, you were there in Chicago. Describe the madness that ensued when the Pelicans, who had a 6% chance, ended up with the number one pick in the lottery.
Yeah, I think madness is probably the right word to use. I mean, you just kind of heard the audible gasp throughout the room as people realized the Lakers were moving up. Then the Knicks jumped up into the top four, and then the Pelicans jumped up there. And then seeing the Knicks weren't in the top two, I think there was another gasp. And then once people realized the Pelicans won, it was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody expected to see that coming. I know I certainly didn't with them coming in with a 6% chance. And it's kind of a great opportunity for this team to kind of start over and put the ugliness last year kind of behind them.
Will, when you see or read some of the reports from the national media speculating that Zion should go back to Duke or play international just because, you know, the franchise doesn't deserve him, what's your thoughts on that?
I find it kind of funny, to be honest with you. I think anybody that looks at Zion and think that guy will be playing at Duke next year, they're crazy. I mean, we saw that guy literally get hurt last year as a member of Duke, and I think that's a legitimate fear for any guy his caliber playing at the college level, that, you know, any one injury, any one slip can greatly affect your career going forward. So I think that's a guy that's ready to sign a contract as soon as possible. And I think, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that he came into last night expecting to land with the New York Knicks. I think there are a bunch of people around him kind of whispering to him about the possibilities of playing with Kevin Durant, playing with Kyrie Irving, being in Madison Square Garden, and, you know, being a 19-year-old kid. I'm sure that's something he was looking forward to, and kind of having that curveball thrown at him that, well, now you're going to play with the Pelicans, an organization that, you know, one superstar is kind of running out of the back door, and now you're going to be the new guy. I'm sure that was kind of startling to him, but just knowing the type of guy he is and seeing the way he operated at Duke, I can't see him turning down an opportunity to compete at the highest level. And I know how much he cares about, you know, his teammates and winning and competing. And I think once he kind of settles down and sees the kind of opportunity that's ahead of him, I think he's going to be excited to be a part of this Pelicans team.
Let's assume that the Pelicans have to move AD. You know, I know that Griff and AD will sit down, you know, after the combine, but let's assume that the Pelicans have to move AD. Now you know the draft order. What's probably the most enticing offer that could be put together for a team? And George, when you look at it, the Knicks at number three.
Yeah, I think the lottery just played out about it as well as you could have hoped if you're a Pelicans fan. First of all, grabbing that number one pick, and then the New York Knicks landing at number three and the Los Angeles Lakers landing at number four. I would say that was probably the two most likely teams he could have gone on before the lottery and before you even knew where those picks landed. And now seeing that you're going to have enough leverage to kind of use those teams competing against each other to say, well, we're willing to grab either three or four, I think it's amazing for this Pelicans team, and they kind of have all the cards in their hand now. And I think when Anthony Davis kind of made that public trade request back in February, you saw the Pelicans kind of push back because he kind of took all of the leverage away from them. And he said, well, I want out, and I'm going to give you one team that I want to go to. And no general manager wants to be in that position where they're kind of forced to make a deal. So now I think David Griffin's in a position where he can fight to keep AD around. He can keep him around until the trade deadline next year. He can trade him to the Knicks. He can trade him to the Lakers. His options are really open. And I think that's the best position for you to always be in. But right now, I would say the Knicks are probably still the favorite just because they have a whole lot of draft picks. They still have a young guy like Kevin Knox on the roster, Mitchell Robinson. And that number three pick gives you the opportunity to pair Zion Williamson with his college teammate, R.J. Barrett, which if he wasn't excited about coming to New Orleans before, if he has an opportunity to play with R.J. Barrett here, I know he's going to be excited about coming here.
Will Guillory, Pelicans beat writer for The Athletic. Will, there's been comparisons of Zion to LeBron James. Do you think those comparisons are on the money?
Yeah, I think it's a little unfair just because I don't think he has the same level of skill LeBron has. LeBron was just like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy when you talk about the combination of size, athleticism, and skill, and just savvy IQ about the game. I don't think we'll ever see a guy like that coming out of high school. But I can tell you this much, I don't think Zion's the best prospect I've ever seen, but I don't think I've ever seen a prospect like him with a combination of size, being a guy that's 280, rock solid, and can jump out of the gym, unselfish, plays hard every night. I mean, it's an incredible package to put into one guy, and you kind of see just the skill set he has and how there's still so much for him to be able to grow in his game, and he can add so much. I think it's kind of scary to think about what he can be. I think the LeBron comparison is unfair, but I think being that type of level of superstar talent, I think he can get there once he starts putting in the work.
Will, we know you're scheduled to be at the Combine up in Chicago as well, correct?
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow.
So that window, I think, on the top end has shrunk. You know, it's Williams, R.J. Barrett, Morant. But, you know, if the Pelicans are able to, let's just say they're able to flip this pick and maybe pick up three first-rounders, you know, what are some guys that you'll be looking at as well that you have your eye on as far as up at the Combine?
Yeah, I think you mentioned him before. I think, John Morant is a guy who I think is going to be a star in this league. I just love everything about his game. I think he's an incredible athlete at the point guard position, but what I love most is just the way he sees the floor. I think he's an incredible passer. He loves getting his teammates involved, and I think you saw during the NCAA tournament where there was a bunch of attention on him. People had never really saw him before, and it was his first opportunity to really play on that big stage, and he didn't come out and have like a 35-point game. He had a 16 points and 16 assists type of night, and I think that tells you everything you need to know about him as a player and how he approaches the game. And R.J. Barrett, I think there are a lot of flaws in his game that kind of stood out during his 1 year in college, and obviously when you compare him to Zion, I think those flaws kind of stand out more. But I think he's going to be a really talented scorer in this league, and I love just the drive he has and the heart he brings to the game. That guy is unafraid to take any shot against any team, and that's what you want to see first and foremost from a scorer coming into the league. And I think the sky's the limit as far as what he can do to add to his game. And another guy I would throw out there that I really like is DeAndre Hunter. I think he's a wing that has NBA size right now, played in the Virginia program that allowed him to really figure out his role and not kind of do anything outside of his box. I think he did exactly at Virginia what he's going to do in the league, and that helps a lot with his transition. So I think that's probably my top three guys other than Zion, of course.
Will Guillory, Pelicans beat writer for The Athletic. Thanks for the time and knowledge as well. Thanks, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.